Welcome to It's Too Early Podcast, the podcast for the young workforce in Central Illinois who are up early and building something great. I'm your host, Jack Hart, and every Tuesday and Thursday, I sit down with the next generation of workers, leaders, and creators to talk about how they got started, where they're headed, and what keeps them going. These are real stories from young people who are figuring out and forging their path, because sure, it's too early, but the coffee's on, the mics are hot, and we got stuff to talk about. Let's get started. Well, good morning, guys. Welcome back to It's Too Early Podcast. I got a special guest today. This man is special. He noticed me early on. He came up, gave me a call, was really interested in what we're doing here. Always been keeping up, tracking everything. Super excited to have a guy my age who's really doing kind of the same thing, but differently in a way. A little entrepreneur guy from the Central Illinois area. So good to have you here. This is Dalton Minder. He's from the New Berlin area, which is just to the west of Springfield.
Yep.
So, Dalton, welcome to the podcast.
No, yeah, thanks for having me on, man. Yeah, I'm Dalton Minder with Minder Media. And like he said, dude, these guys are killing it. You know, I saw they put out some LinkedIn stuff. I had a buddy that knew you. And he was like, hey, you should definitely reach out to this guy. Like, he's going to try and make a wave in Springfield. And he's like, I think it'd be really good to make that connection early on. So, yeah, I called you, and I was like, dude, anytime I see a young entrepreneur, like, in the Springfield area, especially a guy that, like, you know, I could see myself hanging out with and having a good time with,
oh, yeah,
it's like, why would I not reach out and try and, you know, see what it's all about? So I'm happy to be on here, man. This is awesome.
I'm excited to have you on here. All right, so Dalton, tell us really about yourself. From New Berlin, you started there. Where have you, you know, what was high school like? How'd you get to where you're at today? Why do you do the job you do? Why not leave here? You know, just talk about, you know, where you started.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, I was in high school, really didn't like want to do anything like this. I didn't really know what I wanted to do in high school. It was actually just shortly after I was going to college, and I was like, I hate this. I was like, college is literally miserable. But I just, one day I went on YouTube, and I kid you not, I just looked up, like, what is one of the best things to get into right now? And they're like, you know, digital marketing. SMMA was the thing, you know, social media marketing agency. And so I looked into it, and obviously I did my due diligence. I didn't just jump right in.
Of course.
And I was looking at a whole bunch of stuff for a couple months. And I found this guy. His name's Jordan Platten. He has this whole community of other marketers. And I invested pretty heavily in what he had going on because he's successful. And he's like, I have a course, which always be careful about the courses you buy. Some of them are scams and stuff. But this guy was legit, and I went through it. And it was on the side for, geez, I'd say about 3.5-4 years. It was just, you know, helping out local people here and there. And then once I graduated college, I got a marketing job at an IT company downtown, Agility Technologies. And I was there for 1 year, almost on the dot. And then in that time frame, I built up Minder Media, which he was aware of. Super amazing boss, just wants me to grow personally. So that was awesome, fantastic. And I went to him one day, and I was like, hey, it's finally happening. I was like, I've gotten enough people to help out in the local area, and I'm going to go on my own and see what happens. So
awesome.
Here I am 2 months, 3 months later. I think 3 months on the dot is today that I've been on my own.
Good for you, yeah. I mean, having a boss, though, to sit down there and support you, you know, not be salty about it or mad about it. Mm-hmm. I really love that. And, you know, you're making a big mark on the Central Illinois area. So, you know, you did marketing. You thought, you know, New Berlin. Did high school really have an effect of, okay, I kind of want to go into marketing? And, you know, was it shown? Was it, you want to be a teacher? Or did you just say, okay, I'm going to go into marketing and hop into it?
Yeah, no, so it was high school. I think it was like the end of high school, very early college is whenever I was like, I kind of want to go into marketing. Like, I like, you know, Facebook ads and things like that.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me. And I actually, like, through college, I went back out to New Berlin, and I worked there 2 years as a permanent substitute teacher. But I was also doing all their media for, like, the first year and a half that I was out there. And then that obviously it encouraged them to have their own social media, like, class during advisory. So I didn't get to be able to do that. I had to be a teacher that taught all that. So that part was a little depressing for me.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, oh, well. They took it over and whatnot. And, you know, they're doing a good job out there. But it is honestly pretty cool that it went from absolutely nothing to something. But I just wanted to, you know, get my feet wet and try any experience, you know, anything that I could put my name on to be like, you know, here's some of the stuff that I could do.
Yeah.
And so I took that opportunity, and I really loved helping out at New Berlin. Obviously, my old high school, why wouldn't I want them to succeed and be awesome and amazing? But, yeah, during that time, I also had other clients that I was, like, actually running ads for, you know, getting returns on their investments and things like that, and just really crafting my skills and sharpening it up until – I went out into the quote-unquote real world after college.
Scary place.
It is. It's a very scary place.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, so you've really worn a lot of hats, you know, done a lot of things, freelance, school, mm-hmm. social media, corporate tech. What do you think, like, the biggest, you know, challenge with shifting from, you know, one workplace to another, one type of, you know, work or job or sector to another? What would be your biggest challenge there?
I think the hardest challenge for me, like, all the time was really just working for someone else. Like, oh, you see all these big gurus, you know, they're like, you can either build your own dream or you can build someone else's dream. And everyone that I've ever worked for, I've loved them to death. So, I mean, I've loved helping them out and building their dreams. But at the end of the day, like, you look and you're like, man, like, I want to do something on my own. I always had that, you know, little itch to have, you know, my name on it. And it's not like a selfish thing, like a pride thing or an ego thing. It was just, you know, what can I do? And if I fail, you know, I fail or whatever. It's not that big of a deal to me. But I at least want to say that I tried, because, like, Gary Vee is a big guy that I listen to all the time. And he's like, don't be sitting on your deathbed, you know, and you like, wow, what would have happened if I would have gone off on my own and tried my own media business when I was 24 years old? I will never have that thought
in the back of
my mind, because I did it. And same with you guys, obviously, doing this podcast.
Exact same place,
yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, you're not going to get to 10 years from now, and we'll probably all have kids and be busy out of our minds. And it's like, wow, if I would have just started that podcast, you know, where would I have been at? But obviously, you guys started it, so now you'll know, obviously, where you'll be at.
100%. You don't have to sit there and be like, all right, what if I did this, or what if I did this? And as I said in my podcast, I think last Tuesday, I said, just do it. You know,
yeah.
Nike's made a they had a great slogan saying, just do it.
Yeah.
I was like, here we are. And, no, that's wonderful that you decide, you know, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work on myself and do my own dream. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with your new, you know, Mentor Media and everything, what's been your most, you know, exciting / successful campaign that you really worked on?
Geez, it literally just happened last week, I would say. The Memorial Hill Championship presented by LRS, it's a huge Corn Ferry golf tournament that comes to Springfield every single year. And I know Kate Peters, the executive director. I volunteered out there, walking score. Fantastic opportunity, by the way. If any young person like that likes golf, young or old, that likes golf, you should definitely go out there and volunteer. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But even being out there, I just kept that relationship throughout the year. And she's like, hey, like, you're on your own now, like, with your marketing thing. She's like, hey, can you help us out with the tournament? And I don't think I was in any place to take that on. I had never had any experience with, like, you know, capturing things live. It was like our first ever gig with my photographer, first ever gig with doing, like, videography. And so the biggest event in Springfield, you wouldn't think, you know, let's just throw this his way. So it made absolutely no sense, but, you know, prayed on it, and Jesus gave me that opportunity, obviously, for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, I got to take it. Just like you said, you know, just do it. Like,
yep.
There's everything that I've ever done, I don't think I've ever been ready for, or like the imposter syndrome is at an all-time high most of the times. But it's like I would kick myself 100 times over again if I didn't take the opportunity. So we did it, and I think we did a fantastic job. I mean, everyone has said that it was amazing, that we did a really, really good job. She's really happy with the work that we put in. And so I'd say that is definitely the biggest success story to this date, even going back 4 years and running ads for people all the time and stuff. That was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I think that we really excelled with it, and I'm happy with it.
Well, congrats on that. That's super exciting. I texted this guy last week, and he was, I've been super busy working it. So he was working hard out there. I know how hard you work. And that I used to work that tournament last year with LRS, and it's tough. So look at you hopping in there, working a PGA tournament, you know, in Springfield, one of the biggest, probably the biggest event in town.
Oh, yeah. No, I would definitely say it's the biggest event in town. And honestly, it ticks me off, not even from just being the media out there, but even from the volunteer standpoint, how many people don't know that, like, it even comes to town, that it exists. Like, I think there'd be so much more people out there, especially because it's free.
Yeah.
Like, Visit Springfield had free tickets this year. So why wouldn't you go out there for an hour or two? And, like, there were kiddos running around everywhere getting autographed balls. There was, like, a petting zoo. There was a whole bunch of inflatables. It's like, it's not just golf.
Yeah.
Like, it is truly about the experience while you're out there. And so that was something that we really tried hitting on this year, and I think we did a fantastic job of, was just capturing the overall experience. It's not so much, hey, just golf, you know, 8 hours of golf.
Of course.
It's fun to actually go out there, and it's a blast.
No, and that's something I didn't know really was a big event until I worked at LRS, who was we were the main sponsor of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that went out last year, and I'm like, why in the world does not many people know about this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea for 20 years that wasn't even an event, so.
Literally, no, same here. I mean, like, it's been out there now for, well, it was the 10-year, was this year, that it was Memorial Health Championship presented by LRS, and, like, I was just, where was this all throughout high school?
I don't know. Someone needs to do a better job marketing, is what it sounds like to me.
Hopefully we help them out.
Hopefully between both of us, hopefully someone can get that name out there. Because Memorial and LRS need to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, no, they're doing a fantastic job. They definitely got a team over there. Emily Canham and Kate Peters, they're fantastic. I call them little firecrackers because they are.
Oh, yeah.
And so I see the progression of that tournament being exponential over the next couple of years in the Springfield area.
Yeah, they do a wonderful job putting that together. And
yeah.
I mean, they're always running around a million miles an hour. But
always.
You know, always I would talk to them for a little bit, but, you know, it worked out.
Yeah.
So going on with that, so you really got into marketing, figuring it all out. What was – do you have like a one event that said, okay, I actually am good at this. I actually can excel at this. I think I should start my own company. Is there one moment in your career, like, do you look back and say, okay, I actually can do this?
Yeah, no, I'd probably say, heck, my first ever client. You know, one thing I was like, I'm going to do this. I invested in it. I learned about it. And then I was like, now you just have to jump in and see what you can do. So I made this post on Facebook, just a little selfie of me. And I was like, hey, friends and family, I'm doing this. If someone wants to take a chance on me, let's do it. And there's a local guy, Lance Connolly was his name, Pretzel Power Washing.
Okay.
And he reached out and was like, you know, let's try it. Let's do it. And at first, you know, it was a little bit difficult. It was a little tough because I'd never done it before. But at the end of the day, we got him a return on his investment. And I worked with him for – it was about 4 or 5 months until the end of the season. It got cold outside. And, you know, got him a return. So it was like the first ever time, you know, someone trusted me and gave me, let's just say, you know, $10,000.
Yeah.
And then I gave them back $15,000. And that feeling of doing that – just getting even if it's a 1.25 ROI, it is the greatest feeling in the world to receive money for doing a good job, but also giving more money back to that business owner and saying, here's what you get for trusting me.
True.
To run your ads and stuff.
I love that.
Geez, that first ever time that we soared above the green, I mean, holy cow, I was off the walls. I mean, I was running around my house just pumped out of my mind because just what an awesome feeling that is.
Oh, just to sit there and help other people. I mean, to say, hey, I got you trusted me, and now I get to be here to help you and support you. Love that. That's awesome.
And that's really what I think sets marketing apart and why I wanted to go into it more so than anything else was because you are trusting me. And, yes, I could do a really bad job, and you could lose a lot of money, and you wouldn't like me, obviously. But for the most part, I mean, I've gotten pretty much everyone I've ever worked with a return on their investment so far. And it's just like, it's so awesome to be able to help you out. And it's also helping me out at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really a win-win. It's not just about the money for me. It's not just about, you know, I want you to win type thing. It's like, I want to help you out. I want to help me out. Everyone wins. Even the customers that are, you know, hearing about your business and getting your services, they're happy with the work you're putting in.
Yep.
So like everyone wins. There's really no negative downside to it. And that's why I love what I do.
No, exactly. I mean, as a marketing major, as a guy who's running a media company, love it. It's the exact same thing I think. It's like, I want to support everyone else, help me. I want to help them, have me have the service here and then help them as well.
Yep.
So I love that. So you were from Central Illinois. You've been here. Have you been here your entire life?
Whole life, man.
Okay, so you're just like me. Didn't move away. So how has that really shaped your value, your approach to business? You know, Central Illinois has a really vast – it's a good area, but it's very close-knit. Everyone knows each other, very good community base. Tell me more about that. How has that impacted your career?
Yeah, they always say Springfield is the littlest big town that you'll probably ever be in just because everyone knows everyone.
Very true statement.
Here.
Such a true statement.
It is. It's like, you know, you can't go one place or the other without seeing someone that you know and things like that. And so definitely getting inside the business community, it's the same exact way. Everyone around here just wants to support one another, and along with me, like I want to support you guys now that I'm in the game and stuff. But they actually do a fantastic job of actually backing what they're saying. And there's this local networking group that just started. It's Lincoln Land Professional Networking Group, and the guy who started it, Jeff Dillman, he's over at Masco Packaging, fantastic company, by the way.
Wonderful company.
They are awesome.
Yep.
But Jeff is definitely a one of a kind. I call him the underground business mayor because he is your number one guy to get in contact with if you like want to get involved with business in the area, in my opinion. And he started this networking group, though, and he's like, it's going to be networking that is going to be different than every other group. And he goes, the reason why, it's like, it's only going to be, you have to be local in Springfield to be in. Yeah. And there's only two of each type of service allowed inside of the group. So I was lucky enough to be a part of that. And obviously, or not obviously, but honestly, he said that he started this whole networking group because of a little group that I have. We call ourselves the Wings of Glory.
Love it.
It's about eight young entrepreneurial guys, and we get together every Wednesday and have wings and just talk about business, you know, what we can do to help each other out. And there's a lot more eating wings than there is business talk.
Well, you know.
In all honesty, but we try our best to help each other out. And Jeff was like, you guys inspired me, so I started this group. And it's been now 2 months that that group's been a thing. And they have done within the group, this has been tracked, it's not me throwing fluff at you, $675,000 has been generated within that group.
It's amazing.
And obviously, I'm very humbled and honored to say that I've contributed to that number.
Yeah, of course.
And being a business for only 3 months, like the number that I contributed, it's a good amount. But it just shows that, like, the people want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
And they actually care about you. And just like that Memorial Health Championship, I had no business getting that job. Absolutely none whatsoever. But they're like, we're going to take a risk on you. We're going to take a chance. And I think we knocked it out of the ballpark. And that's what a lot of people in Springfield do.
Yeah.
Just give them a chance, help each other out, and you're going to knock it out of the ballpark. Same like this podcast. I mean, coming on here, I mean, why wouldn't I give you guys a shot? Why wouldn't I shout you guys out? I mean,
oh, of course,
I'm in full
yeah.
support of it. So
no, I love it.
You guys are going to kill it. I know you're going to kill it because you're in a great community that'll back you.
Of course, and I've already noticed, seen that. I mean, we've only done this for a month now, and you already see how much community basis. I mean, Masco's a wonderful company. I got Will Formia coming on here, I think, next week after working, scheduling with him. So,
oh, that's awesome. No, he will be fantastic.
He'll be wonderful, wonderful guy. But yeah, it's amazing how much support, and you, as you said it, you know, that much money in an area you don't think about. You know, people said, oh, Central Illinois is this boring place. There's nothing to do here. There really is a lot of opportunity.
Oh,
and you're,
so
I mean,
much
you're opportunity. Noticing it. You're taking full advantage of it.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, everyone's like, I want to get out of this state. I want to get out of this town. And, you know, I have the same feelings. I want to go to Florida so bad just to get out of the weather.
So do I.
And all that stuff. But, I mean, holy cow, the people that I've met and the relationships I've already formed. It makes that me wanting to get out of here so much less and less every time
exactly.
I think about it. Because it's like, holy cow, I got to, you know, leave all these people that care about me and support about me and go somewhere where, you know, a lot of people probably won't really care all that much. So
yeah, you got a name for yourself now, so don't leave it. You can go on vacation before.
Yeah, I got to come back.
Yeah, just go on a little quick vacation. It'll be fine.
Yep.
So you're a big member – big member of the Chamber of Commerce. You've been working the Chamber. You actually called my dad the other day and say, hey, you know, giving a call up, how you doing? I was like, I hope he's doing well with your son, you know, in charge. Hopefully he hasn't burned down the place yet or lost all of our money. But so your big work in the Chamber, how has that really inspired you? How have you networked really well to come up with clients, meet a lot of people? How has the Chamber had an effect on you and your business?
Yeah, so that was another thing. As soon as I got the job at Agility Technologies about a year and 2 months ago, I had no idea what a Chamber of Commerce was. I literally had just no idea. No one ever told me. And my boss man one day was like, hey, we're going to go to this Chamber on Tap event, and you're going to come with me. And I was like, what is this? He's like, it's just about a group of, you know, 70 people in a room, and they're all, you know, eating and drinking and just talking about business. And I was like, sounds like a group I want to be a part of.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, like, that's a room I want to be in. So, you know, I'm a social little butterfly. And he was testing me, though, the entire time.
Yeah.
Because whenever we went, you know, he was seeing if I could walk up to people and talk to him. And I mean, heck, even just that one time, I mean, I went up and introduced myself to about 10-15 people.
There you
and
go.
Ever since, I mean, I think I've gone to every single event that I can for the most part. And now I'm an ambassador with both the Springfield Chamber and the Chatham Chamber. And it's just paid so many dividends of giving back to everyone in that way and being an ambassador. I'm proud to be an ambassador of both of those different communities. I mean, both communities, Chatham and Springfield, like we were talking about, they want you to succeed so much.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just an awesome way to give back to everyone being a young entrepreneur in the area. Like, that's my number one way is just, you know, trying to infiltrate those groups, but just trying to help those people out in those groups and honestly help them out. It's not just, I want your business and that's all I care about. It's truthfully, how can I help you? Or if there's any way I can help you without me getting any money or whatever, if I can just help connect you with other people, I'll do that. And that's one of my favorite things to do anyways, as it is.
Oh, of course, yeah. And I mean, I went to my first Chamber event It was a small business awards and sat around and everyone's supporting each other. Everyone's there for each other. You know, it's like, okay, how can I help you? That's going to end up helping me in the end. You know, mm-hmm. it's going to help. We're going to help each other 50-50. Let's try and figure it out. I love that support. Those chamber events are, I'm going to start going to them a lot more here. Yeah. So they're going to be wonderful. So
yeah, that's another thing that I'm just like, if you want to be entrepreneurial, if you even have like a side hustle or whatever, that's an event you need to go to. Like you need to be at it. There's no reason you shouldn't.
No.
And at the end of the day, if it's like, you know, if you're sitting in the corner and you only introduce yourself to two people, those two people could talk about you to others, and like that just gets you in. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, you get some drinks, you get some food. It's a great time. So that should pull you in enough.
Of course, that's a win. That's a win. It's three wins right there.
Exactly.
Drinks, food, networking with people. I mean, come
exactly,
on.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's all about the people you know. I swear, always yep. has been. So looking down the road, you know, you've just started this business. You've just hopped into it, which you're doing wonderful with. What do you see yourself 5 to 10 years? What do you see with Mender Media? What's the future for Dalton Mender here?
Yeah, dude. No, in a perfect world, I mean, obviously, I'm just going to grow it and, you know, have a whole team of people. And obviously, here in the local area, Springfield, kind of try and dominate this local market.
Of course, yeah.
The thing that's nice about what I do is it can be anywhere in the world. So I have a lot of clients that are down in Florida. All the way down from Naples up to Pace, Florida, and then there's some other people here in the local area and some other states that I got going on. So I can help them out with being in Springfield, Illinois. So, but by vice versa, I could also, you know, move to Honduras and do the same exact job, and I don't need to be, like, here at all. So.
True.
I don't know where I'll be in the next 5 years, like actually location-wise. I would love to travel the world. It's definitely a goal of mine to be able to do
that.
But, you know, while I'm doing that, I hope to grow Mender Media wherever that is and just, you know, do a good job for people. And this whole AI thing, I mean, I don't know where it's going to go. You know, it's been at a rapid pace and stuff. And everyone just talks about it, so I'm going to try not to talk about it because I think at the end of the day, AI is fantastic. It is awesome. But you need the human mind. You need to have that personality touch. And that's something that I really try to focus on is not so much use those tools like for everything that I do, even though it'd make my life a lot easier. It's, you know, actually caring, putting in my touch, putting in my input. That way I can really craft my own skills.
No, I love that. I mean, I went to a marketing conference. Let's see. Midwest Marketing Conference about 2 months ago, and it was just AI this, AI this. Mm-hmm. And you get tired talking about it. And I'm like, okay, it's wonderful, and it looks really nice, but there's going to be some downfalls to it. So I love that you're not focusing on that aspect. You said, okay. Yeah. And I've seen you do a lot of – what do you do? Like you do technical or technological videos or something.
Yeah, some tech updates.
Some tech updates about every 1 or 2 days or once a week. And I watch those, so, you know, seems you're on top of it.
No, yeah. And those are not AI made. No, that's obviously me on there talking or whatnot and making those videos. But, yeah, I mean, I just tried to – even, like, a lot of the graphics that I make and stuff, you can have AI graphics. I just think they look like crap for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, I have clients here that, you know, that's all I do is make graphics for them. And sitting down, like, looking at, like, what I'm going to create and make, it would be a lot easier, you know, to put it all into an AI thing and it spits me out 30 generic posts and I could send it to them and make a little payday grab because it only took me an hour or two.
Yeah.
But, no, I actually sit down and I research, like, the things. There's a company in Chatham that I help out and they do a whole bunch of different, like, products and stuff that things that I've never heard of. And so – for like an hour or two, I just go and research, like, what the heck is this? What are the benefits of this? And then I actually go through and I manually make all the graphics. But I think that they look so much better than all their competition, not just obviously here local, but everywhere. Because I'll do a bunch of research and I'll be like, you know, this stuff that I'm making for them, it just looks a lot better. But it's because obviously I put in a lot more time than to just do an AI, you know, fast,
shoot
little,
in there like 2
thing.
Minutes.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. You want that personal touch. Just like you guys are doing, like, with this podcast and stuff, you know, making the clips, obviously putting editing all the little flaws or whatever. I mean, it's that personal touch that you know that you're getting.
Yeah, 100%. It's original. You're making it original, you know, and I love that you're doing the research behind it, you know, help them out in that way. You know, you're not going to get that with AI. I mean, you're going to get something with AI. I don't know what it'd be.
Yeah.
Sometimes
they
have a lot of flaws to it. But
Yeah, no, for sure.
So we're about halfway through my podcast, and I like to do a little segment called Think Fast.
Oh, gosh.
Where I ask 3 random questions and see if you know the answers to. I made them a little trickier today because I think you're pretty smart, guys.
All right, let's see it. You're going to catch me off guard.
I don't think the first one you're going to get right because I didn't think this was even a question until I noticed this today. So first question I got for you. So what country in the world has the most time zones?
The most time zones? I'd say Russia.
It's not, and I thought it'd be Russia.
Wow.
This is weird. This is something, it's a country you wouldn't think about.
A country. Just one country.
Just one country.
Well, I say the United States could be up there too, just because of Hawaii and Alaska.
It could be, but it's not.
It's not the United States either?
No, this is crazy. Crazy fact. Fun fact.
Antarctica?
Nope.
What? I mean, Canada's huge, but the United States spans out farther than Canada. Wow.
This country is not geographically that big. It just has a lot of territories.
A lot of territories.
Mm-hmm. That has that are in different time zones. What's a country that you think would conquer almost everything? That's not Great Britain.
That's not Great Britain. That would conquer everything. I mean, Russia, I think Russia, China,
no.
Japan.
Nope. Older. Think older.
Think older.
Think like Christopher Columbus days. But not Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
So don't say Spain.
What?
I don't know.
See. Yeah, you have stumped me hardcore.
I love this.
I mean, I just have no freaking clue.
What country, I'll give you a clue, this country has, let me see, what's a good question? They have a giant tower that they're famous for.
Well, yeah, it can't be France.
Oh, it's France.
It is?
It's France.
It's France?
France has, due to overseas territory, has 12 different time zones, by the way.
That makes absolutely no sense at all.
I was like, all right, cool.
You see, it sounds like there's absolutely no way it's
I double-checked it, too. They just have a bunch of territories.
Like over, like, South America, stuff
like
that?
Yeah, like South America and the sea over by Oceania. Sorry, my contacts bother me.
Wow, that is insane. I would have, I mean, obviously I guessed it, but I would have never guessed that without all the hints and stuff that you gave me. That's bizarre.
Hold on, I got to adjust this contact here.
Thanks a lot, New Berlin High School. You should have taught me that.
What the heck? Sorry, boys. Technical difficulties here.
Aren't contacts the freaking worst?
Dude, they're so annoying, and I need to get new ones, but
I have to yawn to make myself cry whenever it starts, like, fogging up.
It's just, like, this one's weird. It's like it got caught in a weird angle. All right, now we're good. All right, so what is the second question here. What is the only number spelled the same number of letters as its value?
4.
Yep, you nailed it.
Come on, yeah. Yes, that was quick.
Nice and quick. I like that one. All right, last question here. Which planet rains diamonds? Which I need to go to this planet.
Rains diamonds?
Rains diamonds. I need to go because I could be rich.
Neptune?
Nope.
Rains diamonds. I mean, obviously, it has to be one of those gas giants, I would think, more than any. It's not Neptune. It's not Saturn. There's no way it's Saturn.
Not Saturn.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not Saturn. Venus?
Nope.
See, Venus isn't a gas giant. I don't just want to, like, list all of them off in a row because that's totally cheating. Not Neptune. Uranus?
No. We're getting closer.
That's just a funny one no matter what.
Oh, of course.
That's me being a high schooler.
Who
man.
Is this high school guy still out here?
I thought you'd make it that just to get a clip out of me saying that.
Oh, I was just going, that's going to be a clip. Don't worry. Uranus?
Yeah, no, that's on me. Wow.
Come on, there's not many left.
There's really not, but I'm terrible. I don't remember all.
I'm gonna send you back to high school class.
No, seriously, they're really gonna be disappointed in me. I didn't pay attention all that much though. It's not Mars.
Nope.
It's not Mars. Obviously, it ain't Earth.
I'm taking this contact out. This thing's annoying me.
Mercury?
Nope.
There's only one left that I haven't said, and I can't remember what it is.
Doesn't even know what it is.
I can't remember what it is. It's not. It's not Saturn. It's not Uranus. It's not Neptune. There's one other one that I just literally can't think
of.
It's the gas giant.
It's literally the biggest planet.
Jupiter.
Oh, my gosh.
Jupiter.
This dude forgot. Dude forgot his planets.
No, that's mad embarrassing. You guys should see the guy behind the camera over here. I mean, he is just giving me a death look right now. He's like, how'd you not know that?
That's really an embarrassing moment for you.
No, that truly is an embarrassing moment. It's that's just bad.
Who's really struggling bad. With planets? I'm over here struggling with my contact. This is how we're at right now in this podcast.
Midway through, we're trying to make it through at this point.
I just ditched the contact. I'm like, screw this crap. I'll do
Did
it.
Did you actually take it out?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. It's all blurry to you now.
No, you're not.
What?
Because I do like the, it's like the one eye, so I can adjust. So.
Oh, gosh. What prescription do you have?
I don't even remember.
Mine's minus 1.5, so I'm not that blind.
I think it's -2.
So you're a little bit more blind than I am.
Just a little more blind. Nothing crazy. I don't know, but I need to go get another contact at lunch break today, so figure that one out.
Yeah, you do.
All right, well, let's continue off of that. So science class is not going to be your strong suit.
No, not my.
And we need to really work on your geography areas.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, your numbers are set.
I was going to say, math, man, I was a math wizard in high school, so that checks out for sure.
Some guy, man, if only I knew you in high school. I can only imagine.
I say I'm good with numbers, man, good with ROIs, percentages, but you start talking to me about science and stuff, I'm off the chart.
I'm really, really glad you're not doing anything in science.
Yeah, no, I'm glad as well.
Glad you're like not my doctor or something. Yeah. I don't know the answer to this one.
Yeah, I would have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, let's continue this. So marketing is really big right now. You know, it's very loud, as I would say. So what would you think, what's the key to cutting through all the noise? People saying, this looks really nice, I like mm-hmm. this in marketing. People throw out says, this could be the idea. AI is the big idea. Mm-hmm. People love to use that. What'd you say, are the keys to marketing today, and what would you say we need to stick by it, hearing a million different things out there?
Yeah. If I had to put marketing in one sentence, I would say it's actually care. Actually give a crap is what I would say it is. Because at the end of the day, what you put out and stuff is great, and it needs to look good, and the offers or whatever. But actually doing what you say you're going to do and caring about your customer will make you succeed matter what you do. That's kind of the framework that I've gone behind. You would think as a media guy that I would have my own content would just be phenomenal. It's non-existent. I just get so caught up in doing other people's stuff that I never think about my own, which is going to change. It's really going to change going forward. But the reason I'm excelling is because I actually care and give a crap about people. And so the clients I do have, they talk very highly about me to others. And people that see me and see the work that I do, they know that I care a lot. And so that has been propelling me faster than I think any other type of marketing possibly could for me in this stage of my business. But yeah, that's the number one thing I would say is actually care about what you're doing, and then just be authentic. Don't do all this, we talked about it, all this AI stuff and all the quick fixes and just cutting corners. Actually put in the work, actually take the time to see what works, and be authentic, be you, get in front of the camera, do some videos. A lot of people just don't want to do that anymore. They're I'll just throw something up on ChatGPT. It'll make me a little graphic. I'll put it out. That stuff is just not going to work for you. It does the job, but it's not you. You need to set yourself apart.
You can tell the difference.
And that's the thing that I try to tell everyone is actually care, just be authentic. I promise you're going to succeed. It just takes more work than a lot of people are willing to put in.
Yeah, and I love that. I love it. It's such a true statement today. So looking at, ads and where you're placing it, I know Facebook is still kind of a big one. What would you say the main social media platforms are? I mean, I look at difference of, Instagram, TikTok, that's our generation. Facebook's their older generation, maybe mm-hmm. LinkedIn's business. Do you have a preference on which type of, media outlet you like to use?
Yeah, the two that I ride or die with are Instagram and Facebook. Those are the two. I deleted TikTok a year and a half ago, and I haven't had it ever since. I don't do any ads for it, anything like that, which you'd think, Dalton, you're a media guy, why would you not do that? But I don't know. I get so caught up in just doom scrolling, things that.
Yeah.
So it's a personal preference for me. But I've always thought that, Facebook ads are the king. I think they always will be the king for a long time going forward as well. Just the returns and the prices, it's vastly undervalued still to this day. And in the beginning, it was insane. I mean, the numbers that I saw people putting out whenever I first got in, I was like, this is just a no-brainer to try and get into.
Oh, yeah.
Which obviously, Zuck, he's raised the prices, and it's a little bit harder nowadays than it ever has been. But yeah, Facebook and Instagram, those are my two ride or dies. That's what I do for all my clients. I don't even really dabble in anything else. If they do videos and things like that, we can just take the video and put it on their TikTok.
Yeah.
Right? And just make a TikTok out of it for the most part. But yeah, those two are my ride or dies. And then LinkedIn, I was just kind of introduced to LinkedIn only about a year ago.
Really? Okay.
Through Agility. And it's awesome. It's just nothing but business for the most part. But a lot of the businesses I deal with, it's not so much B2B. It's a lot of B2C, which is business to customer, for those that don't know. And so, those people aren't really on LinkedIn. And they're going to be scrolling Facebook late at night, scrolling Instagram late at night. And so that's where I really try to attack a lot of people is late at night you're scrolling and stuff like that. And but, yeah, the ads that I make on Facebook, I'm most comfortable with those. I know how it works. Facebook Meta Business Suite, it only changes every single week. It's the biggest headache of all time, but I still understand it the best. And I've dabbled in Google Ads as well. So there's these ads, like Google Local Service Ads is what they're called, and I've been running that for a vast majority. I run more now Google Local Service Ads than I do actually Facebook ads.
Really? Okay, cool.
Which, yeah, it's fantastic. I mean,
you get a lot of traction off those Google ones?
Yeah, yeah. It's not as many people see it. Like, the reach goes way down,
yeah,
but the need for it goes way up, because the only time those pop up, so like, let's just say, for example, I was a landscaping company and I was wanting to get some landscaping done, and I typed in landscaping near me. You would pop up the Google Local Service Ads. You're guaranteed the top of Google. So you are 1 through 3, very, very top, and you only pay whenever someone clicks call. So you could be the number one business on there all month, and if only one person clicks it, you only pay for that one call. You don't have to, you know, throw a whole bunch of money every month and not get anything back. So that's the one thing that I like to tell people is, you know, you only pay whenever someone actually calls you. And if they call you and they're a marketer or something like me trying to hassle you, and some people don't like this, but Google listens to every single call, and they'll recognize that and give you your money back for
really?
That phone
that's
call.
Interesting. So, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is literally only for people who are actually interested in your businesses. It's why wouldn't you run it? It's
exactly. I mean, there's no reason not to. I mean, that's a crazy thing with the future of technology today. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah. And so they obviously do some manual stuff there, because they have to listen to every single call, and then I listen to every single call that happens with my clients. And so if the Google doesn't catch it, I'll dispute it. I'll call them. I'll email them like, hey, we need the money back for this one. And then there's some other back end stuff that I do, you know, like actual the geo marketing and things like that, and what services they want to promote. And then as I go through and listen to them, you know, I'm like, either this was a really good lead, this is a bad lead, and here's why. And so I let, you know, Google know that, and it makes our costs go down, it makes them rank higher, and everyone's extremely happy with that so far, that service that I've been providing. So
there we go. Mr. Producer, take note of that. Got it? All right, thank you.
Yeah, which so the bad part, the only negative about that, though, Mr. Producer, is that they only do it for certain industries in certain areas. So, like, there's nail salons and, like, hairstylists out in California can run these ads, but here locally, not allowed.
Really?
And it's like,
interesting.
It is. It's very interesting. So it's like, why wouldn't that be allowed? So you have to, like, fit the criteria. But if you do fit the criteria, I tell everyone to throw your traditional Google ads out the freaking window, because these are on top.
Oh, yeah, it's right there at top there. No reason.
It's on top of the traditional, and the traditional, it's pay-per-click, so it's only whenever they click. But they go to your website, and they might just leave instantly. Like, but whenever they click that phone call, they got to call you. They got to talk to you. There's no way around it. So the cost of it, I mean, it's a little bit higher, but you're getting someone on the phone interested in your service right then and there. It's up to you as the business owner to close that.
Yeah.
And so every business I help out, I mean, they're some ballers. So they close a lot of deals. So I'm happy with them.
There you go. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. And I like what you said there when you said LinkedIn's really your B2B versus your B2C. It's something I've noticed, especially with running LinkedIn for the Illinois Trucking Association. We're always business to business, and I get so much traction. But your B2C is not as big. It's really – you're not your big customers going to be on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You're going to be on Facebook, Instagram.
So that's why even through me – I have Mintermedia, but like my LinkedIn is pretty much all about agility technologies.
Yeah.
And it still is, because I worked there for a whole year, and I do obviously more for them still than I do for a lot of other people, just because, you know, they gave me a job in the first place took a chance on me. So I dedicate LinkedIn to be nothing but agility technologies, because they're one of the only businesses I have that are B2B anyways. So it's like, well, I'm going to keep focusing on that for them as a thank you, obviously, for giving me a shot a year ago, but also just to, you know, promote them, because that's the number one platform I think they should be promoting on.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah. So keep continuing on. So a little fun question. We'll change
all right,
that.
Yeah, let's do that.
A little exciting way from the marketing technology. So let's say, what's the like one of the weirdest, funniest moments you've had, either on a call or a sales pitch? Do you have any like funny moments you sit there and be like, where in the world did this pitch, why did this happen, or what's going on here?
Dude, in the very beginning, holy cow, I had some atrocious sales calls. and just meetings with people. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing, what I was saying for some of the time. I mean, I could do the work or whatever, but I was fishing for some deals at the very, very beginning and just saying things that were outrageous, you know. And but geez, like a specific pinpoint of one thing that was like just the craziest thing ever. I really like can't off the top of my head think of something that I massively just destroyed or it was just a total laughing stock of a call. I really can't think of that. There's been some calls where I'll be like going on a rant about Facebook ads and then I'll just completely draw a blank and I'll be like, I'll just pause and be like, I'm so sorry. I have no idea where I was going with that. But that's like just the authenticity part of it of, you know, I'm sorry.
It shows you're interested.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's really into what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the most, you know, quote-unquote, most embarrassing thing ever is on a sales call. Yeah, there's been a couple times where I've just completely drawn a blank. And they just keep, like, you know, asking me all these questions and stuff. And there's sometimes I'm like, dude, honestly, I really don't know until we just dig into it and start helping you out. And so that's maybe lost me a couple deals or whatever, but it's whatever.
Sometimes
I wasn't meant to have them.
Sometimes you're not going to have an answer. Say, you know what? We'll get back to you when we figure this out.
It's like that Pursuit of Happiness movie. He's like, you know, if I don't know the answer, I promise you I'll find the answer.
Exactly.
And that's what I tell people. Like, I don't have all the answers. I wish I did. I wish I was ChatGPT, but I don't. So I'll try my best to find that answer for you if we go forward, but if you don't want to because of this, I understand.
Totally understand. Nah, that's awesome. I love that. You know, it just shows you care and putting into it. So
yeah,
you know, I would rather have a guy sit there and, you know, yap about Facebook and be like, all right, here I am, really boring.
Yeah,
let's do this. Like, you know, gotta have some care.
Because every one of my calls, like, I don't have like a, you know, PowerPoint or anything like that I go through. They're all personalized.
It's, oh yeah,
we just dive in straight to what's your problems. Like, what is your problem that you have? And stuff like that, and then how can we assess it and even maybe fix something on the call.
Yeah.
So that's probably like my number one where I get stumped is people, like, they throw up their meta business and they're like, you know, how do I fix this? And I was like, dude, I have no idea. I was like, it's the most confusing platform ever. Like, if you gave me 30 minutes to, you know, really dive in on my own, I could figure it out for you easily. But just right here on this call, dude, I have no idea. And if anyone's ever, like, dealt with business or Facebook business, they would understand exactly what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah.
Because they change it, like, every 2 weeks. And nothing's ever in the same spot. But I have a lot of people that are like, isn't this your job? Like, aren't you supposed to be on top of this? I'm like, yes. But if you were in this field, you'd totally understand why. I don't have an answer for you.
Facebook algorithm's annoying.
Always
switching around.
Yeah, they always switch everything up. It's a headache. But
that's why we have you to stay on top of it, though.
Yeah, it's a fun headache.
Not worried about it. So, Mr. Dalton Mender, what you get done with work, you know, you're taking a break. What's your, you know, out of work style look like? What are you doing? You going to the gym? You're reading books? You watching movies?
Oh man!
You know, what are you feeling? What's your go to?
I go through different spurts. So,
all right.
I mean, there I go through spurts where I'm like, I'm working out a lot. I need to get back on that grind, especially in summertime. Holy cow! I have not been hitting the gym at all recently, but I got some good buddies that are on my ass.
Always constantly. Good. Always good. I'm always competing against my guys. I'm like, all right, I don't want to be the fattest here. I gotta go to the gym.
Yeah, we're going to the Ozarks today, me and a whole group of buddies, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, these dudes are jacked out of their mind. And I was like, I got, you know, kind of a dad bod. I was like, I'm going to rock it, though.
Hey, some girls like the dad bod.
Yeah,
they
some
do.
Of them do. So
they like it.
I'm hoping to find one of them down there.
There we go. Man's going to find the ladies this weekend. I love it.
That's what we're doing. But yeah, no, definitely. I go through spurts, though, where like I read a lot of books.
Yeah.
I try to read a lot of books. And but like right now with summertime, dude, I'm just trying to get outside as much as possible.
So true.
Swimming, like over at friend's house, you know, pool parties, going out on Fridays and Saturday nights. I do like to go out every once in a while and just have a good time.
Nothing wrong with that.
But it's really just trying to get me out of my dungeon. And I can, my home's my dungeon.
Your dungeon.
So, yeah.
Gotta get out of my dungeon. This place sucks.
Whatever gets me out and about and just in front of people, I'm such a social person. It's like I hate being in front of a computer all the time.
I feel that.
Even like this is so much freaking fun just to get out and like talk.
Yeah.
Because it's still business, you know. It's not like I'm just completely wasting my time. This is a great use of my time, but I also get to go and just talk.
It's what I like to do. That's why I do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit there and edit for 8 hours. There's no way.
Yeah, shout out producer man back here. I mean, he's got the hardest job around here. He can't say a word back there.
I know, Annie works for me. Poor guy. It's like, this guy keeps telling me to make these reels and stuff, and I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah. We need to have a you podcast one of these times. Get some behind the scenes.
I know, I need to get some behind the scenes work. He interviewed me the other day. He did pretty well, actually.
There we go.
I might throw him in camera here soon.
Come on now, there we go.
This guy does everything, man.
He knows what's up.
He's studying business at DePaul this fall, too. So, you know, I'm telling you, this is a future CEO back here.
Yeah, yeah, he ain't messing around.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, yeah, other than hanging out and stuff, I do have a golden retriever dog, Rambo.
Oh, love that.
He's my number one employee. So this last week, I was out at the golf course all week long. And whenever I got home this week, it was, you know, Monday, and he's sitting in the living room whenever I got up, and I look over at him, and he now learned or knows. He's 8 and a half, so he's an old pupper.
Oh, yeah.
But I go, hey, Rambo, I was like, you want to go to work? And as soon as I said that, his ears flicked up, immediately started running downstairs.
I love it.
And I was just like, this guy's a grinder. It's like my dog's my number one employee because he'll sit down there and hang out with me all day long. He just won't leave my side. But I love going on walks with him throughout the day and stuff too. So, you know, I call it my his work break. His 15-minute smoke break is a walk down
the street. I love it. I love that. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
This guy's his number one support dog as your – we need one of those. Skay, you want to get a support dog?
We can do a support dog.
I don't know how that'd go.
Yeah, it might knock stuff over.
My dog is, like, really small and would, like, run everywhere. There'd be no way.
So you a small dog kind of guy or a big dog?
I mean, this is my thing. So I have an apartment and I'm not going to have a dog because I can't take care of a dog.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind them. I like them both, you know?
Yeah.
Really, I've grown up with a small dog, but I love big dogs as well.
I would say I'm a big dog guy till I die. I mean, the small ones are all right, you know, but if I'm going to have a dog in my house, it's got to be a golden retriever. That's all I've ever had my whole life.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, God. I think it's the best dog ever.
They're so sweet. They're wonderful. They are. So, end off on – ooh. I got to figure out my talking today. That's going to be a clip. You can make that a real goodness. So, and this is why I like podcasts. You can edit wherever you want.
Yeah, you can take out whatever you want.
People are going to know you're making mistakes. It's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason I like podcasts. So, end off today the podcast. So, Dalton, what's some advice for people our age? You know, 22 to 35. They're thinking, okay, do I want to work for a big company? Do I do my own business? You know, you and me about the same boat. We said, okay, we don't want to work for these giant corporations. Mm-hmm. What's some advice you got for people?
Yeah, I mean, definitely this is going to be also so generic, but, like, truly do whatever makes you happy. So, like, there's some friends that I have that are completely fine working a 9-to-5 for a big corporation, and they go home. Like, they get their paycheck, and they're fine. They go home, play video games all night long. Good for you. Like, that's awesome. But then I have other people who just have that itch, and they're like, you know, I want something better. I want something bigger.
Yeah.
And, like, for those types of people, those are the people that I like to talk to, obviously, more than the people who are content with what they have. And, like, the number one advice that, you know, I got for them is just, you know, while you're young and stuff, you can pretty much do whatever you want. There's not a lot of, like, penalties, especially whenever, like, you don't have kids, you don't have a family. That was, like, the number one factor of me going off on my own. My parents were like, you shouldn't do this. Like, you should wait a little bit longer. I was like, what do I have to lose, though? I was like, if I don't make a single dollar over the next 6 months to a year, then I'm only out, like, $10,000 of rent money and then, like, you know, hanging out. It's like, but it's $10,000. Like, who really cares? You can make that in 1 month.
Yeah, that
point. If you start doing a fantastic job. So definitely take the risk. Like, whatever risk that is, though, take it. So if you want to, like, travel the world, just go and do it. If you want to start your own business, just go and do it. If you want to start a side hustle, just do it. Because that's the number one thing that I've seen with myself is every time I just jump into it, it always seems to work out. It always pans out. And I use my faith definitely as the number one factor there.
Oh, of course,
I definitely think, yeah, Jesus has got my back. And, you know, if I failed, then it obviously wasn't meant to be. But I have yet to fail, and I just pray on it constantly. I'm like, you know, should I do this? Is this something I should jump into? And, you know, he guides me throughout everything I do. But, yeah, I have some buddies who, you know, they've been making some big decisions here recently. Like, I had a buddy drop out of college, and he's going to try his own thing. And, you know, a lot of parents out there will get pissed off at me for saying this, but, like, I was full support of that. I was like, dude, if you only do it once. So if you want to drop out, freaking drop out, try it. And if it fails after a year, holy cow. You're a 21-year-old going to college. Isn't that pretty normal?
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, that's crazy. Because even when I was at UIS going to college there's 40-year-olds in every one of my classes.
Yeah.
You have your whole life. You can go back or whatever. So if you have something you know you want to do right now, just dive in. Trust me, imposter syndrome is always going to be at an all-time high. It never goes away.
Yeah.
So even whenever you're doing a kick-butt job for a lot of people, there's still imposter syndrome.
Always going to be there.
Yeah, I got other marketers that I know that do literally millions of dollars every year, and we'll get on a phone call, and they're like, I just feel like an imposter, Dalton. I'm like, dude, you literally are making millions of dollars, and you get everyone a return on their investment. How do you feel like that? Like, I just do. So it never goes away. Like, yep. There's always going to be that little doubt on your shoulder. Just, kick him in the face every single morning. Say, I'm going to win.
A little motivation every morning.
Yeah,
wake up,
yeah.
Said, all right, we're going to do it again.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to win.
I love that. No, that's great. And I think, God bless you with the faith and everything. I'm a faithful man just as well. So always sit, and God's going to bless you with anything if you sit there and believe into it. So
yeah, no, and it's kind of hard sometimes to, give him the glory and, everything that you do. Like in the marketing world, I can't put, shout out Jesus in every post that I ever make or whatever. But, any chance I can, I let people know that, that's the number one factor of drive.
Oh, yeah, no matter what.
Because, I believe, my personal belief, at the end of the day, none of this stuff matters at all. Business doesn't matter. At the end of the day, even relationships, in quotes, don't really matter all that much. Your relationship with Jesus is all that really matters at the end of the day. So that's
Amen.
What I believe.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I believe more than anything. So however I can, portray that to people, because it's in the Bible, if you're going to work, do a really good job. It's show your faith through your work. And so that's one thing that I really try to hit on and do is be, authentic, be a really hard worker. That way people are like, wow, this kid's different. And there's a reason for that. So that's the number one compliment, dude, you could ever possibly get.
Of course. Yeah, and there we go. So, Dalton's sitting here, and what a wonderful guy you are. You sit here, you're working hard, doing great in your business, 24 years old, putting your faith and trust in God. Follow this guy. This guy's going to do something one day, and, I'm going to be there supporting him 100%.
Yeah, no, and hey, if there's any other local guys around here, especially young dudes like us two right here, definitely reach out and stuff. I'll get you connected and get you inside of some groups. I'm just down to help as many people as possible. Because every time I do that, it always seems to benefit me as well, which it's not just I'm only going to help you if it benefits me. It is a joke in our Wing Wednesday group with one of the guys. That's what he says. He goes, you only do things that can benefit you. But that's not true at all. I truly care. I try to care as much as possible about other people. And so, yeah, if you're a local guy looking at this and you're like, hey, you should reach out to that dude, definitely reach out. I might take a little while to get back to you, but reach out.
Nothing wrong with that. You might take a minute. You might be working at a big golf complex
Exactly. I might be busy working, but I'll do my best to get back to you.
Well, Dalton, thanks for joining us today. It's wonderful having you in the podcast. I'll have you back here, a couple months down the road, see what's going on, I'm going to keep, hopefully you have more customers, more everything. Yeah. We might have you working on a couple campaigns together here in the future. I got some ideas coming up here. So
yeah, dude, this was so freaking fun. If you've ever wanted to do a podcasting like that, definitely reach out to these guys. Their setup here is freaking fantastic. Everything sounds amazing in my ears right now, at least. And the producer over here, he does a fantastic job editing everything, makes everything look really professional, really crisp, really clean. So these guys are new. They're definitely going to give you 110%. That's one thing I always say. I'm so new that that's the number one reason you should pick me over my competitors, because they've been doing it for 10 years. And while that's great, I'm going to give so much more effort than they are, because I care so much more about my first clients. And I assume you guys are in that same exact
100%,
boat. So definitely reach out to these boys. They'll get you on the pod. They'll get you hooked up.
Well, thanks, Dalton. I appreciate that. And if you're thinking, you're a business and you want to do a podcast, I'm telling you, today is the right time. It's the right place to do it. Podcasting is really the future of media. Sitting here with a marketing guy, he's got the future of marketing. Add those two together. Boom, you're set for business right here.
Exactly.
Good combo. Well, thanks for being on the podcast today, Dalton. If you guys are thinking of doing a podcast, look out. Give me a call, 217-801-2909. That's 217-801-2909. Also, you can email me at heartmgdigital@gmail.com. heartmgdigital@gmail.com. You can cut that out. But thanks for everything today. Guys, it's a pleasure to have a young entrepreneur on this podcast. Dalton, it's a pleasure. We'll be seeing you again here soon.
Sounds good, man. Means a lot.
Appreciate it.